I work in Querétaro, Mexico. I've been there now for 17 years. I was saved here in Oaknall in 1982, and the Lord changed my life.
Amen.
And it's been a joyous ride up till now. Sometimes a hard one, but I see my ministry now mostly. My ministry is since I went to Mexico. In the beginning, I worked almost always with children and with lots of clubs and studies and stuff like that. But it's really changed a whole lot. Now I work mostly with women, and I try to encourage them to get involved with the ministry. I have home studies, edifying the women. I have a special burden for the women whose husbands are not converted, and they get very discouraged and down a lot. So I try to just be a help to them, you know, and somebody that looks after them a little bit, you know. I can't really help them much, but at least that little time, you know, where they get somebody to talk to. And something's really exciting has happened in Querétaro lately. In January, the church was divided into two different churches, the morning and the afternoon. We were, you know, getting pretty big. We couldn't hear one another since we meet in the park. We couldn't hear one another, and well, the brothers have other goals. And so anyway, the church was divided in two, and I'm in the afternoon group, which is the smaller group. And we started with making our own Sunday school materials. And now we have nine women that are interested in teaching. And so I'm translating. I'm trying to prepare materials and translating them. And since English is my strong strong communication, you can see what problem I have, right? Because the Spanish is even worse. So y'all are lucky that I'm trying to talk in English now. But anyway, there's one sister there that has known me now for years, and so she knows what I'm trying to say, even though I'm saying it wrong in Spanish. So she can change it, you know. She puts it in correct Spanish so that the other sisters understand. And so that, if you would keep that in prayer, because we've been working real hard on those lessons. We're finishing up now with Genesis, and this was a new experience for me, making my own. Usually I was just translating the materials that I had bought or found in other places, but now making my own has been really exciting, you know, and then using pictures pictures that we find or that came with other lessons. We try and coordinate them to what we're going to be teaching. So that's been really exciting. And door knocking with the women. We have three different ladies now that are going door knocking from our church in the afternoon. And that's been an interesting thing, too. We've not had very much results as far as interest, but it's been good experience, and we enjoy it a whole bunch. That's in the mornings when we go. We've been having a lot of economical problems in the families, and so it's sort of unstable with some of the sisters because they have had to go back to work, or one sister has had her baby, you know, and that changes so much too. So just if you would just keep the women's ministry in prayer, I sure would appreciate it. Track passing, our goal when we started about 4 or 5 years ago was that we'd have a track in every door in Querétaro. Well, we still lack a whole bunch of doors. But we're still trying to plug in there, and once a week we go out and pass tracks. The neighborhood preaching, you know, when the guys go out preaching, I try to accompany them, encouraging them, but also inviting the people, you know, knocking on their doors, inviting them to come and listen, and then looking around, you know, to see if anybody's opening their windows or their doors so that I can go and knock on their doors after the guys preach. Go and see if they heard and if they have any questions and if they, you know, are interested at all. So you know, that's interesting also. Although I haven't had a whole lot of response with that either. The truth is that all these ministries are a little bit discouraging as far as results go. But then that's not my problem right now. My problem is to be faithful. And visitation too. I'm trying to get one of the ladies in particular. Her husband is looks like he's raising up to be one of the leaders in the afternoon church, And so I'm trying to get her interested in visitation once a week, you know, going and visiting at least one sister and bringing, you know, a passage of the scripture to encourage her or to talk to her about, and just to be a blessing. And she's enjoying it a whole lot. That's been interesting to me too, because I never really figured that to be one of my ministries or one of my interests, you know. Since I don't really like to talk about, because of the language, I don't really like to talk about personal things. I start getting lost, you know, in the words that they use for their personal things, their personal family members and everything. But, well, the Lord's helping, you know, and I look up words every so often to see what they're talking about and trying to just encourage in general. Clubs, which were my first priority before, now I only got one, and I'm about to start a second one. But the children are supposedly saved. They've made professions of being saved. So it's more like an edification class instead of the gospel to get them saved. But that's always an enjoyable thing, too, you know, that the children learn how to find the books of the Bible and how to learn them in order and things like that, you know, that... that we really don't have time to deal with them on a one-to-one basis in Sunday school class, and so this gives a little bit extra time where I can work with them. That to me is encouraging that I at least have one or two clubs, you know, where I can work with the kids individually. One of the types of lessons that I've really found to be a blessing with the children that I enjoy a whole bunch and they seem to like too usually are object lessons. That's where you use a common object to teach a lesson or a truth. And use different things, you know. I mean, pencils or pens or lights or books or a paper. Or just many, many different things that you can use. A map, you know, that you can use as an object and then teach a lesson by it. Tonight I'd like to use the flashlight. Children, please pay attention. Pretend like you like it even if you don't, okay? Okay, the flashlight is very, very useful. Okay? Don't you agree? It's very useful. Sure. Examples, you can watch where you're walking when you're in the dark. You know, you can see your feet. You can show your feet where to go. Right? Or another thing you can do is if you're looking in a room that it's dark, even though you have a light on, you're looking in a drawer or something and you can't see well, you can use the flashlight to look in there and find what you're looking for. And another thing, if you're in the dark, you can show somebody else where you are, right? So the flashlight is real, real useful. You know, the Lord Jesus talked about light too. You know that? Who has verse John 8:12? Would you read it for us, please? Okay, the light of life. Jesus said that he is the light of the world. Okay, and so when one accepts Jesus as their personal Savior, he dwells within them. Okay, so you have that light in you. And also in Psalms 119:105, whoever has that, would you read it? Okay, the Word. The Word is a light to your feet, right? And so the Word is the light. That also should be put inside of one, you know, with memorizing. And so the light is in us. Now, we just sang a song saying, send out the light, send out the light. How do we do that? You know, that's really interesting because that song tells us that we should send out the light. And you would not believe it, but listen to what Matthew 5:16 says. Okay, let your light shine out, you know, shine forth. So that light needs to shine forth, and it says for two reasons. One is to show your good works, and the other one is to glorify your Father, which is in heaven. But, you know, just like this flashlight. Well, look, let's turn it on. It doesn't work. What do you suppose is the reason? What? You have any ideas? What's wrong with my flashlight? Batteries. Well, they're brand new batteries. They should work. Well, let's see here. Oh, look at all this junk. Oh, no wonder it doesn't work. Look at all that junk. Let's look and see. Look, it never worked. You know, like all this trash that was inside here, it obstructed or impeded that the light show forth, that the contact was made. You know what? That's a whole lot like us. Sin in our lives doesn't allow that light in us to show forth. And we need to show forth the light, the word said, right? Show forth the light. So just like that, just like the paper didn't let the light shine, sin doesn't let our light shine forth. So we need to recognize, we need to have good testimonies. We need to recognize and repent of our sin. We need to be reading and sharing the Word of God. How are these people going to hear get the light? To send out the light, send out the light. Are we just going to throw pieces of paper at people with the Word of God on it? Is that how we're going to get it out? Anybody got any idea? Stephen, how will we get that? Tell them about it, right? We need to tell people about the Word of God. We sure do. With our words and also with the way that we act, right? If we're telling them one thing and doing another, do you think that's going to help get the light out? Well, if we're doing the right thing, right? But not if we're doing the wrong thing. That's right. Uh-huh. And so we need to, those of us that know the Lord Jesus as personal Savior, we need to show forth our light so that those that are sitting in darkness, the Bible says that we were sitting in darkness, you know, before we know the Lord Jesus. So it says we need to send forth the light so those that are sitting in darkness can come to the light. That's our job, kids. You know, if you all are saved, it's your job too. It's not just dads out there to be preaching. There's kids that are sitting in the darkness too. They need to hear the Word of God, and they probably won't listen to the adults that are talking about it. They need saved children to be sending out the light. Okay? I have a poem here that I wrote. Bear with me. Let me shine. O Lord, help me shine as a light to rescue others from the night. Many still in darkness dwell, and their souls are on the road to hell. O Lord, a Savior is what they need. Have mercy on them, I plead. Your word shows all have sinned and need you to live within. O Lord, you are the only way. Open their blind eyes, I pray. Your word is a lamp to me. Help me shine so they may see. Fill me with your word each day, and let my heart on you stay. So your light in me will guide others to your loving side. Mm-hmm.